Karibos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Kuf Yud Beis. We're here at Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, right at the bottom here by Amar Mar, three lines up. Stopped kind of in the middle. Could have stopped a couple lines before, a couple lines after, but needless, doesn't matter. That's where we are. If you remember, Rami Bar Chama had said that if kids are Yorish, their father, and he has some sort of item, so that is considered to be a Shinu Rishos. It's as if they're a Lokeach, right? That's already considered to be a Shinu Rishos, and therefore, if you have Yeish plus Shinu Rishos, so then you would not have to give back the item. So the Gemara says here, now, Omar Mar, right, that Bryce had said, again, that Gzeila Kayemes Chayav and Lashalim, that if the item still exists, then they have to pay it back. And Nami Tavi to the Rami Barachama, maybe that's against Rami Barachama, since again, there's a Shinu Rishos, and there's Yeish, right, the Chora, they shouldn't have to give it back, even though right, it exists. So why should you have to give it back? That brisa, right, obviously, but we had this answer yesterday a couple times. That's lefnei yeyush, so therefore, right, they would have to give the item back. Okay, fine. Now, Rami Bar Chama, again, it said that Yeyush and Shinu Rishus is Kona. Right? We had talked about before about Yerusha. If you remember, the Ganav stole it, then he's Yorish, the item or the stuff, to his kids. Right? So that was considered to be Shinu Rishus, and if he had Yeyush, the kids would not have to return the items. Now, Rav Adar Bar Ava, I taught it about the following, where the father didn't steal the item, but he took money of ribbis. I mean, obviously, you're not allowed to loan money on ribbis. Ribbis is interest. You're not allowed to take interest from a Jew. Let's say he did. So Rav Adar Bar Ava, Masni Lohad Rav Bar Chama, Rav Bar Chama and Rav's Machokas, right, is on this case. Let's say the father passed away, and he left over, right, part of the Yerusha was Ribbis, right? He lent $100,000, he got $110,000 back, so he lent them, there's $10,000 there, that was Ribbis. So, Alpha Bisha Yodin Jan Shah Ribbis, right, in Chayav and Lahachzir. Even though they know it's Ribbis, they do not have to give it back. And that's what Amir Bar Chama says, Zosomeris, Rishus, Yoresh, Kirishus Lokech, Dami, that the Yorshim, that the inheritance, right, that's as if you bought it, i.e., it's if he's there Lokech, and therefore there's a Shin Rishus, and therefore they acquire it, and they do not have to go back. Rava Amar, Rava says, Lo Olam Eim Malacha, Rishus, Yoresh, Lav Kirishus Lokech, Dami. Really? That's not true. Right? We don't say that a Yorish, that inheritor, is as if he bought it. So why over here don't the Yorishim have to give back the money of Ribbis? Shiny Hacha, it's different over here. Why don't they have to give it back? Meaning normally they should have to give it back, because we don't say it's Shini Rishos. We don't say there's a Kenyan over here. They would have to give it back. Why don't they have to give back Ribbis? Because the Dhamma Krux, the Pazik says, Altikach Meito Neshech Visarbis. Right, and then the pasuk says, right, v'chei achicha imach. Right, you have to don't take ribbis. Right, be afraid of a kash baruch hu. You're a shamayim, and then so your brother should live with you. I mean, a hadr like yehi dinachi v'adach. Right, return the money so the guy can live peacefully with you. But if the guy's gone, I mean, if the guy who took ribbis is gone, if he passed away, and the yorshim have the money, so that's not what the pasuk's talking about. Right, the didday kama hazer le'rachmana, but l'vrei lo mazer le'rachmana. Right, the Torah has warned or kind of told, right, the person who stole the money, or not stole, but the person who took the interest, right, to give it back so you can live together, but not, it said nothing about the Yorshim, and therefore they would not have to give back the ribbis. Ma de masni la brisa kol shekena masnisan, and the one who says that Rami Bar Chama's opinion was about the brisa, the one we just quoted, right, about ribbis, certainly would say it's also relevant, right, to our Mishnah, which we started the parak yesterday, about Geneva. But if you hold that Rami Bar Chama said about the Mishnah, so Avala Braisa, right, Rami Bar Chama Karava Masni, like, you could theoretically hold, right, that Rami Bar Chama would agree to this interpretation of Rava. Okay, good. Turn about it with under the Braisa. Hagozu Umachil Esbonov Peturim Milashalim. Right, again, we had learned that if you steal something and then it, unfortunately you give it to the kids to eat, so they do not have to pay it back. It is gone, right? The item is gone, so they do not have to pay it back if obviously the gun have passed away. But if you left it there, right, again, as you were shown, the item still exists, so then the price splits. Gedolim chayav l'shalim, ketanim peturim l'shalim. If they're gedolim, right, if they're past bar mitzvah, right, so then they're chayav. If they're not, right? So if they're ketanim, so then they do not, and we're going to talk about, we're going to get to it, right, today, right, this is a situation where whether the shaila is whether you can bring ketanim, right, to Beis Din and sue them and get items back, whatever. So again, the ketanim, according to this brisa, right, that you don't have to pay anything back, because they're not a bar hachi to bring the Beis Din. From Amru Gedolim, but if the Gedolim said, Anu, Ein Anu Yodim B'cheshbonos, right, we don't know the cheshbonos of our father, Shechishev Avinu Imach, we don't know anything, right, we have no idea about the cheshbonos the father made with you, maybe he paid it back. So then, Peturim, in that case, they're positive. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Mishim Damri Ein Anu Yodim Peturim? What do you mean? And if anybody says, I don't know, right, in Beis Din, therefore they're pater? What does that mean? If the Gedolim said, we don't know what the father did, so then they're putter to pay. So Amarav Rava says, Hachikama. This is what it means. Right? Gedolim Sha'amru, Yodim Anu Cheshbono Shechishev Avinu Imach, meaning if Yodim, not She'ein Yodim, right? But Yodim, if they know for sure, right, that the father Cheshbon did out and paid it back, then Lo Pashlecha Gabe V'lo Midi, and we don't have anything, right, that belongs to you, meaning my father, we know for sure that the father paid it back, so then they are Peturim, they're Potter, because as Tosus already points out, if you look at Tosus, Lo Pashlech, right, because they have Amigu. Amigu is because they could have made a better claim. So since they have Amigu, Shahayu Cholomar, what could they have said? They could have said, Hegzarnulach, right, could have said, we gave it back to you. Right, already. But since they said that we know that our father squared everything away, right, so in that case, right, they're going to be bother. Good. Tani Yidach, another Baisa says, Hagodul Machos Banov Peturim in the Shalim. Again, similarly as we started the last Baisa, if a person steals something and gives it to his kids to eat, and they don't have to pay it back. But Inich Lefnein V'Achlum, if he left it there and then they ate it, right, meaning if the guy passed away, it came to the kids as Yerusha, and then they ate it, Ben Bigdol Ben Miktan Chayav, and regardless of their age, then they are Chayav. Now the problem is, Ketanim Mechayav, what do you mean? Ketanim, if they ate it, they're mechayev. What do you mean? Lo yehei el da'azik azuke. Right, a katan who damages something, right, is not chayev to pay. Right, is not a bar hachi for damages. So why shouldn't, if he just ate it, right, why shouldn't that be any different, right, than a katan damaging stuff? Somewhere, Papa says, hachakamra. Well, this is what the price means. Hinech lefnei v'adayim lo achlum. If the guy left over the items, or the item, and they didn't eat it yet, meaning if in Yerusha they inherited it, then Bein Begdol and Bein Ketanim Chayavim, regardless of their age, they are Chayav. Now that is against, right, the Brisa we quoted before, right? The Brisa we quoted before, right, made a distinction between the Gedolim and the Ketanim. And so the Chora, again, Rashi already here points out, we'll see the Machlokas, but the Chora we're saying that it must be that the Brises are arguing within the Machlokas of Simchos and the Chachamim as to whether, right, Ketanim can be brought to Beis Din, right? The last Brisa that says that Potter holds like Simchos that they can't, and this Brisa that says that Ketanim will be Chayef, right, holds that they can. Amar Rav, Rav says the following. Hiniachlem Avim Para Sheula. Now, there's going to be three halachas over here. We'll pay attention to each one of them, because then we're going to ask, right, what the third halacha is going on. Is the third halacha going on the first or the second? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Hinich Lam Avim Parah She'ula. If the father left over, our father passed away, and he had borrowed a cow. Mishtamshin Ba Kol Yimei She'elta. Right, you're allowed to use it, or the Yorshim are allowed to use it for however many days he had borrowed it for. If he borrowed it for a year, and he passed away, 6 months in, so they get to use it another 6 months. Mesa Ein Chayavim Be'on Se'el. And then if the cow dies, right, they're not chayev in onsim. Now, normally a sho'el is chayev in onsim, right? If the sho'el is chayev in everything, pretty much. But in this case, right, they're not going to be chayev in onsim. Rashi writes, "Dalo kiblu alayhu nitirusa," because they did not accept upon themselves, right, the obligation, right, to watch it, right? Since they got the item, but they didn't accept upon themselves the deal, right, to be a shoal, to watch it from Otsim, right, so they are not going to be chayiv in that case. Kizrum shalvim hi, utafchua v'achlua. Let's say they thought it was their father's. They didn't realize it was borrowed, they thought it was theirs, meaning it was their father's, and they shechted it. And they ate it. So mishalm d'mei basar bezol. They paid the amount of the cheapest meat. They don't have to pay full price because they may not have eaten it if they knew they had to pay full price. So they pay the cheapest amount of meat, which is 2/3 the value As Rashi already here says, it's 2/3 the value. But that's halacha number two. Now, halacha number three. Hiniach lehem avim achrayis nechosim. If the father left over achrayis nechosim, i.e., if the father left over a karka, so then, in the Yerusha, so then chayavim l'shalim, then they do have to pay. And the Gemara says, one second, which case is that going on, right? We had one halacha that if they borrowed a cow, right, and it died, they're not chayavim onsim. And then we had another halacha that if they ate it, right, so then they have to pay back, you know, 2/3, right, the cheap meat. Now we say that if they had karka, they have to pay. What do you mean? Which case are we going on? Right, the case of the meat or the case of the cow died, right, ba'ones? So Gemara says, Ika demasne lo aresha. Some people say that third part is going on the first case. Vika demasne lo seifa. Some people say it's going on the second case. Madi masne lo aresha. The one who says it's going on the first case, i.e., where the cow ain't chayv ba'onesah. If it died, they don't have to pay. But if they have karka, they do have to pay. So then, for sure, kol shekein a seifa. Then certainly, right, they would say that it is they have to pay. In the second case, right? If they died by itself, and they have to pay back if they have land. So certainly, if they killed it, that they have to pay back if they have land. Upligu der papa. According to that, that would be against Rav Papa. Which we'll quote in a second. We'll see that there's a chakira as to when someone who's a shoel, someone who's a borrower, right, is obligated, right, in onsen, when he becomes a chayav, to use the lingo, right, when there's a shibud karka, right, on an item. Let's say a shoel, right, has land, right, and he borrows something, right, and there's a shibud karka to pay back. And when is this chiyuv onsen kick in? Is it when he borrowed the item, or at the time at which there was negligence, right, and the item got damaged, or the item got lost, or got killed, or whatever it is, right, at the time of the damages? So that would be against Rav Papa, who, as you'll see in a second, holds that it kicks in when the damage sets in. Mazin Masin La Seifa, the one who holds that we're talking about, the third case, talking about the Seifa, right, said the Avala Resha Lo, it would not be against the Resha, Vahainu the Rav Papa, and that would be according to Rav Papa. Now, what is Rav Papa Shita? Dama Rav Papa, as Rav Papa said, Haisa Para Gnuva Lo Utvacha B'Shabbos. Right, a person steals a cow, right, and then he shechts it on Shabbos. So Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv, as Rashi points out, is Chayiv, where is that Rashi? Can't find it. Yeah, okay, so if you look at Rashi four lines down, behind the Rav Papa, Damar of Haisa Par Gnuvalo, what's that case? Kolomar, in other words, Rashi says, Gone of part of Erev Shabbos, where he stole it on Erev Shabbos, but Tokach B'Shabbos, he shechted it on Shabbos. So Chayev Af B'Teshluv and Dal Vehe, right, even going to be Chayev four and five times, showing his Chayev B'Keren Kodim Shiyago Lidei Isser Skila, because you're already Chayev, right, in the Geneva, because you stole the Erev Shabbos, before you came to the Isser Skila, right, again, you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos, that's an Isser Daraisa, you get a Chayev Skila. So since, again, a lot of background here. Sometimes we apply the concept of kimlev derab mine, that if you chayev two punishments, right, so you only get the more machmer ones. So if you chayev for chil Shabbos and you chayev for stealing, right, you don't have to pay for the theft, right, you just get put to death. But if those things didn't happen at the exact same time, so then you have to pay, then you get both of them. So here, right, when you stole an erev Shabbos, you shecht it on Shabbos, so the chi of Karen, right, came in before, right, the Yisr Skilo. So therefore, you would get both of them. And therefore, right, again, even though the Knas didn't happen until Shabbos, right, you're not going to be putter from the Knas, okay, because Kinley doesn't apply to Knas. Okay, so basically, that's what Rav explained. So Damar, back in the Gemara of Damar of Papa, Haisag par gnuvalo v'tvacha b'Shabbos, right, if you steal a cow on Erev Shabbos, you shecht it on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. Shekvar chayiv b'gneva kodim she'av v'li de'isr Shabbos, because you already chayiv in the Gneva right before you came to the Yisr Shabbos. But Haisag par she'ulalo, but if the cow was borrowed, you borrowed the cow and then Tvach B'Shabbos, then you're going to be Potter. She Isser Shabbos V'Isser Gneva Bain Kechad, because the Isser Shabbos, right, the Chiv, obviously it's Chiv Skili Shechten on Shabbos, that comes on Shabbos, and the theft, right, then when you were Poshea, when you damaged the item, that also, right, came at the same exact time, and that's how, as we pointed out, that's how Rav Papa says, right, that the Shibud Karka, the obligation to pay, right, and the Chiv, right, is going to be at the Pshia, at the time of the damaging of the animal, not at the time of the original loan. Okay. Tanur b'adam lo nidra b'raisa. Ve'ishiv is a gzela asher gozal. You have to get back the item that you stole. Tamat hamalomer asher gozal, right? Obviously, literally that translates as you should give back the stolen item that you stole. Obviously, if it's a stolen item, you stole it. So what does it mean when the Torah repeats that and says that you stole it? Yachzer kein she gozal. You have to give it back, right, as is. Meaning, if the item exists, you have to give it back. I.e., if it's not, it doesn't exist, right, then you don't have to pay it back. Don't have to give it back. Mikan Amru, from here they said, Hagozul Machol Es Banav Patur Emni L'Shalem. Right, if you steal something, you give it to your kids to eat, so then you do not have to pay it back. If the item exists, then Be'im Gdolim, Be'im Ketanim Chayavim. Right, this is, again, this is, as we said, the Chachamim Shita. This is what we were talking about before, the Machogas Chachamim and Sumchas. That if the item still exists, so then regardless of whether they're Ketanim or Gdolim, then you have to pay it back. Mishum Sumchas Amru, then Chusumchas says the Gdolim Chayavim Ketanim Paturim. Right, the Sumchas says the Gdolim Chayavim and Ketanim are Pater, again, because you can't necessarily bring Ketanim to Beis Din, according to Sumchas. Now, story about that, Machlokas. Bar Chamua de Rabbi Yirmiya, Torek Gali B'Ape de Rabbi Yirmiya. Right, the Bar Chamua, right, the son of the father-in-law of Rabbi Yirmiya, right, so his brother-in-law, right, good, so his brother-in-law, Tarek Gali Be'api de Rabbi Yirmiya, literally means close the door in Rabbi Yirmiya's face, and what basically is going on over here, as Rashi says, is that the father-in-law, right, passed away, right, and Rabbi Yirmiya, as we'll see in a second, right, was about to claim that his father-in-law had given him the house as a matana, and the kid, right, wanted, right, the house for himself, obviously as Yerusha, right, that it should be his as the inheritance. So also the commander Rabbi Yavin, so Rabbi Yirmiya went to Rabbi Yavin. So Amar, he said, Shalom Tovea. Rabbi Yavin said, what do you mean? It's his. He's Yerusha's father, right? And it's his. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya said back to him, from Maisina Sahadi da Chazaki Be Bechayavua. I could bring you witnesses, and not only did the father give it to me when he was alive, but I have a chazaka. I was there for 3 years, when I have a chazaka that I was living in this house. That is mine. Even though he doesn't have a shtar. So Amalei, he said back to him, "Chimikablim edim, shalom b'fnei ba'adim." Do we accept edim? This is what the Gemara is going to talk about for a lot on Amud Beis. Do we accept edim when the baldin, when the guy you're suing, right, is not around? Right, that we don't do that. And ketanim, right, we view as if they're. If you look at Rashi, first Rashi, if I katan kamad alasadami, katan, right, we is if right he's not there. I.e., you can't bring him to Beis Din, right? It's as if he's not there. So we don't accept a lawsuit if the Baal Din is not there. So therefore, you can't bring that edus that you had a chazaka and against the katan. Gemara says 1 second below katani, but 1 second we don't. We learn in the brayza, bing don bim katan chayavim. Right, the chachamim hold they have to give it back. The katanim have to give it back because you can't bring a katan to Beis Din. So Amalei, Har Mechlokas Sumchas B'Tzidecha. So Rabbi Yavin said, yeah, but Sumchas disagrees. So Amar, so Rabbi Yirmiya said, Kifal Kuli Alma V'Koye, because Sumchas Lafkidim B'Tzidi. What do you mean? You guys are all paskening by Das Yachid, by Sumchas, just to take out and get rid of this thing that's mine? What are you guys doing? So Adahachi, right, meaning, meanwhile, Gilgul Milsa, right, the matter kind of rolled, meaning, things got to the point where Asura Mata L'Kamei Rabbi Yavo, right, eventually, the case came to Rabbi Yavo, and Amar, he said, Lo Shmei L'Chu Had Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama on Rabbi Yoshia. Right, what about the pshat of Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, say the name of Rabbi Yoshia, Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama on Rabbi Yoshia, Tinok Shetakaf Ba'avada V'yara L'Tok Sada Shal Chavero, let's say a Tinok, right, a kid who is less than Bar Mitzvah, took Avadim, right, and went to somebody's field, Amar Shalihu, and he said, it's mine, right, it's mine, right, we're going to be your raid here, and we're going to kind of settle down here, and this is my field now. So, ain't omrim nati nashi yagdo, ella motziya miyado miyad. We don't say, well, let's wait until it becomes a gadol, right, and then we'll take him to court. But rather, right, we get out of here, we kick him out right away. L'kashi yagdo, and when he gets older, yavi edim v'nira, let him bring edim, right, once it becomes, well, it becomes older, right? We hold like the chachamim, right? And we force our katan to give back something that he took inappropriately. So Gemara says, "Mi dami," but those cases aren't the same. But hasam hud mafkinim inay delo kaima leya chazaka davua. There, the kid just took avadim and went to some random field and said, "It's mine." But here, avahicha isle chazaka davua. Here, the kid, right, has a chazaka. The father passed away. There's Yerusha, right? Again, the chora, right, it should go to him theoretically without any ever. Any other claim against it, it would go to him. So therefore, lo, we don't say necessarily that we're going to take the land away from him without a court case. Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Rabbi Shabbsai, Mekablu Neidim Shalom B'Fnei Barodin. Now Rabbi Ashi says the name of Rabbi Shabbsai that we do accept Eidim if the guy being sued is not there. Tehi by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan wondered, Mekablu Neidim Shalom B'Fnei Barodin. Really? We do? We accept the Edom if the guy's not there. So Kiblu Minid Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina received from Rabbi Yochanan. Kigon Jahayelo Chola O Edom Cholim. Right, if he was sick or the Edom were sick or Shai Edom Mavakshim Leilech of Medina Sayam or the Edom wanted, you know, were about to travel, take a trip. The Shalchol Ovelova. Right, and the court, the guy called him and he didn't come to Beis Din. Right, and that's already the scenario, right, where you would accept Edom. Right, Shalobifnei Baldin. And Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, right? Mekabim Edom Shelo Bifnei Bar Din. Sure enough, we do that. So Amar Mar Ukva, Mar Ukva says, "L'didim Farshili Minei Shmuel." Right? They explained to me what Shmuel said. He goes to Poskuli B'Dinei V'Shalchulas Leivelo Asa. Case was they started the court case, and the guy they called him to Beis Din, but he didn't show up. Avalo Poskuli B'Dinei, but if he didn't start the court case, say Masi Amar Le'Ana the Beis Din Hagadol Azilna. The guy can say, "I'm not coming to your court. I'm going to a different court. I'm going to the high court. I'm going to the Beis Din." Hagadol, right, in Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, "Yehachi ki paskul inami." Right, Matzi Amar the Beis Din Gadol Azelna. Well, why can't he do that in the middle of a court case? Right, if he, you know, even if they started, you know, proceedings, he can say, "I'm going to a different court." So Amar Ravina. Ravina says, "Ki gon denaka diskav in Beis Din Gadol." Right, we have some sort of letter from the Beis Din Gadol that says, "No, no, we're not going to hear this case. You should have this case handled by a lower court." Amar Rav says, "Mekayim is the shtar shlo b'fnei bal din." You can do a different procedure in Beis Din that you can be mekayim a shtar, right? If the guy the shtar is against, right, is not around. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar ain't mekayim is the shlo b'fnei bal din. Rabbi Yochanan says you can't do that. Amar le Rav Sheshes Rabbi Yosi bar Gavo. Right, Az brachal time with Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Sheshes says, "I'll explain to you, Rabbi Yochanan, the shita that you can't do that if the guy's not around, because Amar Kral the pasuk says, who had bevala v'lo yishmarenu." Right, again, that's the case of a shore, I think a shore muad, and Edom was set against the owner, right, and he did not watch over the shore. So Amar Torah, Yovo Bala Shor, V'yamor Al Shoro, right, the owner, right, should come, right, and when the shore is being testified. So Amar, testified again. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Hilchus HaMakayim is a shtar shalom v'nei v'odin, and sure enough, you can. Right, you can. You be mekayim a shtar if the guy's not around. Afilu omei v'tzavech, right? Even if he's standing there and screaming, right? That is, you know, that the shtar is no good. Right? You still, you know, if you have edim, you still are able to ratify, right, the shtar. Vi amar nikduli zimna, right? Ade ya my sima zade, right? If he says, "Give me some time, I'll bring some edim," umaran ali the shtar, and I'll passel up the shtar. So then, matkina lei. Sure enough, you can give him time. He also, if he comes, so also fantastic. He came. He lo also, but he doesn't come. So not true. Bahab, right? You wait, sheni, right? You wait for what is it? Sheni chamishi, sheni, right? Monday, Thursday, Monday. Bahab, give him that amount of time. If him lo also, if he hasn't come, so then kasvitim piska alel tishin yomi. We write 30 a shtar for 90 days. Tlosin kamay first 30 lo nachtin and lechasei. Right, you don't let him go down to the property to take his property. Deimer katarach bezuzi benezav, because maybe he's trying to borrow some money and pay it back. Mitziyoy for the middle 30 days nami lo nachtin and lechasei. You also don't let him go down to take the stuff. Deimer dilma lo ashkach lemezav tarach mezabin, because maybe we say maybe he didn't find somebody to borrow money from and now he's trying to sell, right, some of his stuff to get the money. But right, nami lo nachtin and lechasei, meaning for the all 90 days you don't allow him. The guy who's suing him to go to get the stuff, to go get the money, to go take his land, because the last 90 days the emor lokeach gufe katarach bezuzay, because maybe he found somebody to buy, but the buyer is now going to kind of arrange enough cash to get the money, right? If you ever bought a house, right, it doesn't happen right away, right? It's a long process. So and lo also, but if he hasn't, you know, figured out the last end of 90 days, then kasvina adrachta nechase, you write an adrachta, which is a star that basically means that the guy can go take the other guy's property. Vani mili to amar asina, and that's only if he says I'm coming. Avol amar lo asina, but if he says I'm not coming, you get out of here. I'm not showing up in this farce of a Beis Din. Then the other kasvina, and then you can write the star, the adrachta right away. Vani mili b'milvan, that's only by a loan. Avol b'kadon, but if the guy has somebody else's stuff, if he has his watch, his property or his item, so then alter kasvinon, then, you know, then you can write it right away so the guy can get his item back. Fki kasvinon mekarkoi, and when you write these adrachtas, then it's only to get land. Matatuli lo, but we don't allow him to take matatuli, movable objects. Dil mashamid v'achalu malve lematatuli v'chi asilov v'maisi zadi v'mar leishtari v'lo mishkach midi l'megaba, because maybe we say that the guy is going to the guy who if the meaning if the lender takes the property, right, and kind of eats it, right, if it's metaltalin, right, he uses it up, and so then when the lova comes and brings edim that says that the shtar was no good, right, there'll be nothing for him to collect, meaning he won't be able to get his money back because the malveh took metaltalin, now the metaltalin is gone. The isle bekarkei the malveh, because we don't, but if the malveh has lands, then you can write it. You can write this adrachta. Veloin, it's not. Gemara says it's not actually true. Adrachta metalti lo kosvina. We don't ever write this adrachta, this shtar that allows him to collect for metaltalin. Right? Avagav disle the karka. Chashin and shemitachsi. For we're nervous. Right? Even though he has karka, right? We're nervous that the karka will disappear. Right? We don't want the metaltalin, right, to disappear and have no recourse for the guy who is kind of shafted. And when we write this adrachta, when we write the shtar, we tell the borrower that, oh, by the way, right, that you know, he's going to come and claim, right, your stuff. And that's only if he's around. But if he's too far, then lo, then you don't have to tell him. You don't go to the trouble of telling him. If you merchak v'ika krovim, and if he's far away, but there he has either some relatives, or if there's some sort of like a shayar, some sort of caravan that travels there and back and forth, the azlu v'asi v'hasam that goes into wherever he lives, then mashin le tracer yarcheshasa. Right, we wait 12 months. Until the caravans go there and back, right? So that, to make sure that the guy is aware of it. Ki hadra avina shasa lamar acha tracer yarchi shasa, right? Ad azla ve'asri shayarta bebe chozai, right? And sure enough, there's a story of a Ravina and Maracha, right? Who also had to wait 12 months, right, before writing this hadrachta, until, you know, word got back to him, right? Because there's a caravan going there and back. Velohi in the Gemara says it's not really true. We don't give the guy 12 months. Because Hossam over there, really, right, by Maracha, Inish Alim Mahavo, he was a very strong guy, he was a very powerful guy. You have it, meaning he had influence or whatever, or he was physically strong, I'm not sure. You have him, Mati Adrachta, Liode, right, Lo Haya Efshel Fukamene, because if he would have gotten this Adrachta already, it would have been impossible, right, to get it out of his hands, meaning to cancel it, to tell, you know, to bring Edom that it was fake, right? If he would have ever gotten his hand on this adrachta to get somebody else's land or whatever, right, he would have taken it. There would be no recourse. Havalahacha, but in here, by regular case, lo na treat him like, we don't wait for him. Ella rather, right? Ad azol shlicha b'thosay b'shabsa, v'asar ba b'shabsa v'lechamsha b'shabsa koy b'dine. Right? We the only time we would wait is if theoretically, right, Monday based in sits. The shliach Beis Din goes on Tuesday to tell the guy can show up on Wednesday, and then when court comes back, right, Beis Din sat on Monday and Thursday, so when court reconvenes on Thursday, the guy can show up. In that case, we wait for him, but otherwise, right, you would not wait for him to show up. Okay, we'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.